question was asked, is a girl who is not married Anita. So the second the girl has her period, she is Anita. Let's say she is 2 days old. And sometimes because of hormones, a 2 day old child can have some blood. She's Anita. Now, from the first minute she sees blood, until she goes to mikveh, she's Anita. She's the same Nida as a married woman who saw her period. No difference. The second she had her period, she becomes a Nida.
Rabbi.
Not even her period. The second she saw blood. Sometimes she'll see a little bit of blood. It doesn't matter. Bottom line, she's a Nida. Okay. There are many details which we're not going into tonight. We're not learning all the laws of Nida tonight. We'll have classes on that too, but not now. Before you get married, you learn these halachot. But if a guy is going with a girlfriend, so he has to know that she is a Nida. Any girl, we assume, has had her period. I mean, if she's 11, if she's 12, now these girls are getting them at 9 and 10. It's becoming younger and younger. The second she's seen blood, so she's a Nida. And now, the second she's a Nida, so it is prohibited to have any physical contact with her. One's mother, one's not to have physical contact with. Or one's sister or one's daughter, even though she is a Nida, because we assume that that physical contact has nothing to do with affection. It's a totally different kind of affection. It's not the type of affection that goes on between opposite genders. But any other girl, we assume that if you're a normal guy, so then when there's going to be physical contact, that physical contact represents some emotion or goes with some emotion, and therefore it's prohibited. One who's going to have a girlfriend runs into this major problem. He's not supposed to hug her. He's not supposed to touch her. And certainly they're not supposed to have relations. And she is a Nida. No different than a married woman is a Nida. Does that answer those questions?
Yeah, I'd like while we're discussing it, just one thing. What if a girl has sex relations before she gets her first period?
So a period isn't necessarily...
It's happened. Come on, man.
A person can become a Nida without a period. Like we mentioned, a 2 day old girl can be a Nida. It doesn't have to be the period that makes her a Nida.
Well, let's say she's never bled before.
If she's never bled, then she's not a Nida.
But she had sex before she was married.
So that's other prohibitions. But it's not the prohibition of Nida.
So she doesn't have to go into Mikvah before marriage? Or just before?
No, so we assume that any woman that was called to marriage, the sheer excitement of knowing that she's going to marry someone causes her to bleed a little bit. Even if we didn't see that blood, we assume she did. The second the woman was called upon to marriage or to be with the guy, let's say he calls her and he says, I'm going to be in town next week. Right? She says, I never menstruated. I'm not a Nida. And he tells her, next week's going to be a special week for us. Next Shabbos. We say, halachically, today we assume 7 days beforehand, the excitement that she's going to be with the guy, the knowledge that she's going to be with the guy, that excitement is going to cause her to bleed a drop. She might not see it. It might disappear in her panties. It might go. But we assume she saw blood. So it's not so accurate to say that just because she never saw blood, she's not a Nida. No. We assume that the sheer excitement that she's going to be with someone can cause her to bleed a drop. But that all it takes is one drop to make her a Nida.
So getting on the subject of Nida, what was your final answer on my question about Kaddish?